Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, September the 6th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. It's a good day today. Why is it so good? Well, the Cubs won last night for a change. That's good. I'm a Cubs fan, for those of you who don't know, and I'm following this last month of the season because they're in first place. Just by a snicker, but they're in first place. So I'm happy. Okay, listen, we've got a good show for you today. We've got Bridget Conroy coming up, and she's going to talk to us about chemtrails. I guess they put in some kind of a test in Arizona here. She lives here in Phoenix, and I don't know whether she's got the results of that back yet, but there's some updates we're going to get into. She's also a friend of Rosalind Peterson, of whom I've had on my show a couple times in the past. Some of you may have heard. But before we get into that, she's coming up after the break. But I want to make a couple of announcements. excuse me. First of all, gold is over or at right at $700 an ounce. And I want to tell you folks that I've made a few gold transactions, and if you haven't bought gold yet, if you haven't converted any of your paper assets yet, we're at the tipping point right now. It's getting ready, as far as I'm concerned, in my capacity in finance, is ready to go over the edge and skyrocket. So if you haven't already, you need to dig into your bank account, you need to dig into your annuities, you need to dig into your life insurance proceeds or whatever, and you need to convert it to gold, and you need to do it now. I've made a few transactions in gold over the past couple of years, and I have to tell you, I am personally going on the line here, and I'm going to suggest that you call Robbie Noel and buy some gold. Why do I say Robbie Noel? Because I have had experience with a number of different gold trading groups, and they all want to finesse you. They all want to sell you collectibles. And Robbie does not do that. He sells you what you want. He looks at what you want to get into. In my particular situation, I simply buy gold coins. Not collectibles, just regular gold mint, what do you call it, gold eagles. And the price is lower from Robbie than any place that I've ever dealt with. And so I would suggest that you give him a call. If you haven't already, give him a call at 800-691-7898. Tell him that you listen to my show. Tell him that I suggested that you call, because right now it is the best investment, folks, that you could even think of getting into. If you want to double, triple, quadruple, quintuple your money over the next year to 2 years, I would say, maximum, because of what's going on in the economy, you definitely want to give them a call. And tell them I told you to give them a call. For those of you who have not been into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, the stop smoking stuff is working really good for me. And I have to tell you a secret, okay? I took the stop smoking stuff. I'm quitting tobacco altogether. I used to use it just in case I went into a place where I couldn't smoke. I walked into a bar last night to watch the ball game because I don't have a TV. Didn't have a drink, okay, but couldn't smoke in there. And I watched all these people walking out the door every 15, 20 minutes to have a cigarette. And all they would have had to have done is taken a few of my pills, and they could have sat there the whole night, drank their beer or wine or whatever it was they were drinking, and they wouldn't have had to walk out the door every 10 minutes and interrupt their ball game. So that's up on the website. You can buy them. They're on sale right now for $35. $5 shipping and handling. I would strongly urge you, if you want to quit smoking or if you get into positions where you can't smoke, these are great pills because they take away cravings. You forget you even smoke cigarettes. Let's see. What else have I got here? Got the, I already told you about Robbie Noel. Okay, one more time for Robbie, 800-691-7898. You want to definitely give Robbie a call if you haven't already. I've got Bridget Conroy coming up after the break to talk about the chemtrail situation. But second hour, I want to get into a little bit about my experience on my way to the post, or actually at the post office this morning. I'll tell you about that probably second hour, and I got some other news for you. Stick with me till after the break. I got Bridget Conroy coming up, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a good show for you today. Stick around. Be back in three.
And the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and Bridget will attest to the same because she lives here as well. But before I get Bridget up on the line here, I want to introduce her by way of telling you a little bit about her. Bridget's a retired educator. She's former director of sales of the Arizona Scenic Tours and a mother of three grown children. She's become very concerned about the daily geoengineering and chemical contrail operations that she's personally witnessed since November of 1998 here in Phoenix, Arizona, and has heard of throughout the world. In 2006, she helped organize the Agriculture Defense Coalition with Rosalind Peterson, of which a lot of you know. I've had Rosalind on my show a couple of times. She's from Ukiah, California, which sponsored protest rallies at City Hall in Los Angeles, California in March 2006 and at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona in April 2006. She helped present an educational forum on congressional weather modification bills in Portland, Oregon in November of 2006 and has also presented an educational forum on geoengineering and chemical contrail operations in Miami, Arizona on in February of 2007 and in Prescott in March of 2007. Bridget's also worked as a moderator on the PAC PC, People Against Chemtrails in Phoenix chapter website for several years and is a co-moderator on the Chemical Tracking and Strange Animal Death websites from time to time. She's currently moderating with her husband a new educational website about geoengineering and chemical contrail operations called www.arizonaskywatch.com. And the reason that I bring people up on this show to talk about it, because this is an ongoing thing, folks. This happens. If you look up in the sky, and here in Phoenix, you know, it happens 2-3 times a week. Now, when I was in Round Rock, Texas, I've noticed it was happening there. It was happening in Indiana when I was back there. It was happening in Plainfield, New Hampshire when I was back there. I mean, it's happening all over the country and all over the world, and they are putting chemicals in the spray. I'm not going to go into any further detail. I'm going to put the expert up here to let her talk about it. Without any further ado, Bridget Conroy, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
How are you today?
Excuse me?
I said, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you.
Okay. How's the weather in your end of Phoenix?
well, you know, I don't know if I'd call it sunny. We had a lot of aerial activity overnight. About 6 o'clock this morning, it pretty much spread out. It was I'll call it a 75% whiteout is the only way I can describe it. So I'd say in the last few years, it hasn't been quite the valley of the sun as we might have remembered from the early 80s. But it's not bad.
Well, I wasn't here in the early 80s, but I was in Indiana for 23 years, and I made a decision back in 1999 to move here, and I've been here ever since, except for a little stint in Round Rock, Texas for 3 months, but I've been here other than that. But at any rate, when I talked to you on the phone last week, you had sent in some tests for results of some tests you had done on the water down near Cochise. Is that right?
That's right. At our Phoenix demonstration, it was a fairly small turnout, which I'm never disappointed by because the people who do show up are generally very committed. And at the time I met the people, the farmers from Cochise and Dragoon, Arizona. Naturally, farmers are very interested in the weather, and we were opposing the weather modification bill in the House and the Senate. They were both titled weather modification or other purposes. Since then, we've become very, very friendly. Mike and I drove to Cochise and stayed at a lovely farm, Jim Dumas's farm in Dragoon. And we had a guide take us up to Cochise Stronghold. The reason we wanted to go up into that pristine area is that we wanted to collect water and soil samples that would not be contaminated with perhaps organophosphate. We wanted to be as clean a sample as we could get. The first time we went down to Jim Dumas's farm, we went out to Cochise Stronghold and was walking around. We were in the wash, which actually there's a wash on both sides of the road going into the Stronghold National Park. And what I noticed, this really caught me by surprise, what I noticed was that, this is last year, that all the trees, maybe that's an overstatement, 93% of the trees were either dead or dying. So this is where we would expect trees to thrive. This is where they're collecting rainwater and dew moisture collects in the wash. When I looked at the higher elevation, a little bit higher, the trees were moderately okay. So that kind of gave us the idea that whatever is coming down in the rain seems to be killing these trees, which should be doing quite well. So we went back this year, just last weekend before last, actually, to go ahead and take the samples. We walked 2.5 miles back into the stronghold with a wonderful guide. We would have never found this by ourselves, to a pond. We looked at the pond, and I knew immediately something was wrong. This pond typically in the past had fish and turtles. This land is actually owned by the Apache tribe, and this is a very, very pristine area. When I went there, I saw all these dragonflies, which at first glance was very beautiful, but what I immediately thought, there's some sort of terrible imbalance here, because if there were fish and turtles, there would not be that number of dragonflies, and sure enough, as far as we could tell, the pond looks dead. And we took our water samples from there, from the pond, and then also some soil samples. We took them to an EPA-approved lab here in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to have the results back this week. If they match what we have seen in Oregon and in Northern California, oh, gosh, Michael, it's going to be kind of startling. It won't startle me because, or many of us, because we suspected in these geoengineering atmospheric experiments, they're using materials such as liquid metals, aluminum, barium. This is well documented in a number of documents. The first one would be CREASE program, where they fully tell us that they had canisters of these liquid metals released at a lower atmosphere. So I'm anxious to find out what the results are. I have some trepidation. Best case scenario is that nothing shows up, and we'll look further for evidence. I believe is going to show up are these spikes and possibly strontium, barium, aluminum, cadmium. These are all very, very toxic. Here in the desert, everywhere it's a problem, believe me. Here it's a special problem because if we find this in our surface water, happens to people who live in the Southwest will find that it'll be resuspended into the air and therefore will be continually re-breathed into our citizens, our children, our bodies, and become accumulative. So it's a problem everywhere, but I'm focusing now, after traveling around the country, primarily in Arizona, and hopefully each state will also organize themselves. So I'll let you know as soon as that comes in.
Yes, please do. But, I mean, this is a problem that is rampant throughout the country, throughout the world, for that matter. But I have a question now. In your circle, you know, the people that you deal with that are, Rosalind Peterson, Jim Dumas, and these people that are very concerned about the environmental issues, and I know there's a lot of people that are. I am as well, but I'm talking about the expert term of, being concerned. Now, in your estimation, these chemicals that are being put in these into the air, through the chemtrails that are coming down, is this deliberate poisoning, or is it something to do with an effect that they want to have on global warming so they can, get this carbon tax in? Or what do you think?
That's a really good question. We look at two things, and people ask me that a lot. You know, is it deliberate or is it inadvertent? My answer is always the same. The results that we're seeing in Arizona Department of Health increased early onset dementia, and I'm talking about mortality, increasing over 220%. And this matches the Los Angeles Department of Health. This was in the front page of the Los Angeles Times. And they clearly stated from the record of Los Angeles Department of Health that Alzheimer's or early onset dementia mortality has increased 220% in 3 years. So what we're looking at is one of the first hallmarks for this horrible, heartbreaking disease. The first hallmark to this back in the mid to late 80s was elevated aluminum in the bloodstream. Now, all I'm saying is that do I know absolutely that is the case as far as health is concerned? I don't know that for certain, but it surely gives us a moment to pause and think about this and certainly ask the questions. That we're all very concerned about the health factor here. Geoengineering, let me digress. Early on, I think they were doing these experiments without our informed consent, whether it be by HARP, manipulation of our jet stream, HARP for the purposes of tomography through extra low-frequency waves where they can therefore look beyond the horizon and look under the ground. These are all very harmful impacts to not only us and our communities, our families and people, but also to wildlife. We have a clear illustration this April. I have the congressional hearing on CCD, that would be colony collapse disorder, where clearly all these the entomologists and apiarists have lost since the prior, I think it began the prior October.
Okay, let me stop you there, Bridget. Let me stop you. Yeah. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. We've got to take a break, okay? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Bridget Conroy. We're going to talk about the honeybees when we get back as well, because this relates. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I have my guest, Bridget Conroy. We're talking about chemtrails and what these chemicals that are in there are, what we're finding and what they're doing. Now, this is a short segment coming up here to the bottom of the hour. But, Bridget, you were talking about, I believe, colony collapse disorder. Is that what you were saying?
I was. Let me go back and address your first question. You were asking me if this was an intentional culling of the population, if I understood that question correctly. And a lot of people, you know, wonder if it's part of the Agenda 21 or is it inadvertent. It almost makes no difference because what we're looking at is a decline in the health of our families and in our natural community, our world, and colony collapse disorder, which is a vanishing of the pollinating honeybees as of April 23rd at Congress. And this, by the way, is interesting. You can't get this on C-SPAN anymore. Usually you can order it for $20. I, by just dumb luck, happened to get it on VHS and have made DVDs out of it. But They stated that between 50 and 90% of the pollinating honeybees have vanished. So you can imagine how that translates in food production and maybe the price of a loaf of bread.
And then according to them, Bridget, they have no explanation for it, right?
No, I've heard all kinds of and read. In fact, I have. I think on our site, I have a whole list of the Associated Press articles. They're saying that ultimately that these are malnourished. They're fatigued. They have mites, which is not unusual for bees. But a mite will only attack a bee that already has a compromised immune system. They had all kinds of viruses, all kinds of bacterial infections. They were not returning to the hive where they had young. I mean, a bee will go back to the hive come hell or high water. They were just vanishing. The few that they found and did autopsies on, the entomologist and the professionals from MIT and Harvard, they don't have any real answer. They just seem to be wasting away.
Okay, so the bees are just not returning to the hive. They're just, like, taking off to go out and do their pollinations, and then they just, well, I would assume they're just, you know, pollinating their flowers or whatever they're doing, and then just rolling over and dying.
That appears to be the case. A few do make it back and are found around the hive, and those that they did find, they were the bees that they autopsied, and therefore they had those findings from those autopsies. But, you know, the media is really complicit in this, and in the beginning it was all over in the Times, the New York Times, LA Times, everywhere you looked. Mm-hmm. And then the media turned out there was a fellow, an apiarist out of California, I think, maybe out of Mendocino, and it was so moronic. He was saying, well, you just have to really love your bees, and, you know, these are, you know, talk to your bees.
I'm visualizing here. Here's this guy. You know, we've seen these people on TV, you know, the beekeeper, the guy with the beekeeper and the mask on, and he's got, you know, he sticks his hands in the cage and so forth. Mm-hmm. And you have to love your bees. You have to, you know, stroke them, talk to them nicely, like your flowers, you know, and tell them how much you care and how much you do for them and how much they mean to you and so forth. And that'll keep them alive and it'll keep them returning to base.
Apparently,
but since
that is what he was saying. That was exactly what he was saying, and that was one of the last Associated Press articles that I'd seen. And I went, "Oh, brother!"
I was gonna, and so they're scolding the beekeeper for not loving their bees enough.
Uh-huh,
I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that, you know, it doesn't surprise you though, does it? I mean,
it doesn't. What surprises me is that there's a tremendous malaise with the American people, whatever the issue is, that they feel, what can I do? And, oh, I might as well do nothing. This is, you know, like almost laying down sideways to be dragged into an uncertain future. That's a part that surprises me, is the American people aren't more outraged.
You know, and I meant to ask you, now I know that there's a lot more sickness, there's a lot more chronic cough, and I noticed this. I mean, just as I, and really it's disgusting, I noticed I was sitting down in a Whataburger the other day having breakfast, of which I probably shouldn't eat, but, you know, I like their breakfast, they're cheap.
And a
guy walks right by me. And just starts coughing, not with his hand, not over his mouth, just starts coughing all over. I wound up having to throw my breakfast out because, you know, I knew the germs were coming in there. So my question, and this is happening, I see this as I go, whether I go to the grocery store or, you know, whether I'm going over to the park, it doesn't make any difference. I notice there's a lot more sickness and there's a lot more coughing and there's a lot more red, itchy eyes and that sort of thing. My question to you is, I have a gentleman that's coming on that's going to be advertising on my website, and he provides these, you know, have you ever seen these people that are walking around with these white masks on? They look kind of like a paint mask.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's time that the American public should start doing this when we go outside? Are we there yet?
Yeah, I think we are there. I think it would serve a couple of purposes. I mean, you know, unless the mask is wonderfully comfortable, you know, that's a consideration. You know, do you want to be have the freedom of comfort? But, yes, I absolutely think that that is something perhaps we all should do. It also would make a very nice statement to the general public that we don't want to breathe this air because it is so polluted with these materials that we are not being told about.
Let me stop you. We got to take a break, dear.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and then I'll open up the phone lines. Stick with us. We'll be back. We'll be right back with my guest, Bridget Conroy, on the Chemtrails.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, talking about chemtrails with my guest, Bridget Conroy. And, Bridget, we were talking about the masks, and, you know, you were saying it would make two statements. But, to raise awareness. Now, first of all, on the subject of the masks, every once in a while, very rarely, you know, I'll be out and about doing whatever I'm doing, and I will see somebody wearing a mask. But it's very rare. I might see one person in a month that does that. And I noticed that when somebody's wearing the mask, they're getting funny looks, you know. And myself included, I look at these people, and I know why they're doing it, okay? But I'm still looking at them going, yeah, that looks kind of funny. But if we were all doing that, you know, then yes, that would go farther as far as making a statement. But that brings me to the question of, you know, how do we move forward? How is it that we should raise awareness of this contrail operation? And, you know, in my experience, and I want to know about yours, but in my experience, when I tell people about this, and it just happened today, and I'm going to tell that story a little later. But, you know, you tell somebody about these chemtrails, and they look at you like you're crazy. A lot of people do. Some of them know. I mean, some of them know they're there. They don't know what they are. But in your estimation, you know, what is your experience with dealing with these people, you know, when you try to bring this subject to their awareness?
It is very, very difficult. I have two experiences. One experience is that people will say, oh, yes, and they'll receive my material. But I mentioned the malaise. There's a kind of a mindset. Now, I don't know. You know, some people suggest it could be HARP manipulation of almost our brain, I guess you could say. And in fact, there's plenty of evidence to that. So some people just feel they've given up, there's too much, they're too tired, they're not well enough to do anything. And then some people say, oh, yes, it's frozen condensation, so he's been there. But at my age, I have a really good frame of reference and, you know, and an adequate education to understand what frozen condensation does. Even NASA will now call these cirrus clouds anthropogenic cirrus clouds, which in fact can block out our sun. In terms of raising awareness, what we're going to do here in the Phoenix area is we're going to do video night at the various libraries, and one of the first videos that we're going to do is Nick Begich's video, and it's an update on the harp, Angels Don't Play This Harp. This new video is called Angels Still Don't Play This Harp, and that will sort of break the ice and let them know what it means in terms of the various manipulations and our weather and how it relates to our health. And he's very, you know, in his blue jeans at his home, using everyday language, explaining this. So to raise awareness, that's what we plan to do. The only thing I suggest also is just to keep, who cares if somebody thinks you're a nutcase? I personally don't. Just keep raising awareness and telling them things, educating them. That's what Mike and I are doing. We're doing these educational forums. Let them know about the geoengineering practices that are going on. You know, right now, in we know for a fact that Planktos Incorporated is dumping iron into the ocean to create a carbon sink. See, this is geoengineering's answer. To create a carbon sink through this extended algae bloom. But what we have as of yesterday in Costa Rica, 80%, scientists say about 80% of the reef off Costa Rica is covered in algae. So, you know, this is a case of the tail wagging the dog. And this is the things that people need to know about geoengineering practices. Do they know? I asked Al Gore's people. They had never heard of it.
Doesn't surprise me, but you know, you start talking about this, and yes, it's serious, and yes, it's you know, we need to make people aware of it, and we need to you know, to take steps to do something about it. The problem that you have with, as you know, with the American public is they're so dumbed down, mind dumbed, and propagandized, they really don't care, and they say, there's nothing I can do about it, I'm just one person, yada, 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 and this is the situation you run into. Listen, I want to open up the phone lines, Bridget, at 800-313-9443. We've already got a caller on the line here. I'm going to go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Bridget and Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks so very much, Michael. I very much appreciate the program. It's an answer to a prayer, as usual.
Thank you, sir.
I was talking to somebody that was getting ready to drive a commercial bus. The way she went about the procedure appeared to me to be like a ground check for an aircraft. I made comment of it, and she laughed. She was, you know, a recreational pilot. And we started talking about the weather. She knew every, you know, cloud formation going. I mean, she's very meteorologically astute. And I tried to point out the feathered contrail coming from the west in a massive fashion that had been laid down a day and a half before over Vancouver. It was just amazing. So the fact that your guest is on makes a current topic that I can get on tape to this lady and hopefully get her aware and awake. Could you mention the web page again? But would you go over, ma'am, the lab review in regard to the analysis of these byproducts, as well as if there's any information in regard to denucleated red blood cells that I've heard on different programs, as well as cancer byproducts. And I'll go off air and wait for the answer. Thanks so much.
Okay, Bill, listen, Bill, the website is www.arizonaskywatch.com, and I will let Bridget address the question. Go ahead, Bridget.
Well, in terms of, if I'm understanding this correctly, in terms of the surface water, I'll tell you quite upfront that a fellow by the name of Dan Wingington from Mount Shasta drove from Mount Shasta, Northern California, up the Oregon coast, collected water and soil samples. What he discovered is that we understand about aluminum. He discovered 350 times the toxic limit for aluminum in both his soil and pond water as he went up from California to Oregon. So I'll explain a little bit further about that. Aluminum, according to the Department of Environmental Quality, has a detection limit of 500 microunits per liter. Now we're talking about liquids. A toxic limit is 1,000 microunits per liter. So that's the toxic limit. What Dane found from California to Oregon was 350,000 microunits of aluminum. So that's 350 times our toxic limit. He found the same for barium. We're doing the same thing here in Arizona, trying to choose very pristine areas. And so that, as far as that it goes, we have to be our own investigators. We have to protect our own families and communities ourselves. It does take some money, but it's not hugely expensive. For each constituent, you can have it tested. It's about $10. So if you're going to test for aluminum, it would be $10. Barium, $10. Mercury's more. It's about $40. Mercury right now is not a problem except for these light bulbs that Al Gore has been pushing, and people don't realize you cannot throw them in your dump because mercury pools, and this is what we will leave for our children and their children. So once again, you know, this is a case of, you know, saving the world but trashing the future. Desiccated blood cells, I don't know. I have a report. I haven't put it on the site, and it's called Red Rain. It came out of India. And it was a PhD and his postdoc from the University of New Delhi. What they did, but they had a red rain. So they put it under a spectrograph, and what they found were blood cells. It was kind of an amusing. They're very pragmatic. They couldn't explain it, and I think ultimately they said it had to be extraterrestrial. I don't know. I don't go there. I don't talk about little green men. Or I most of the time.
Oh, come on, Bridget, go ahead.
Most of the time, I think this aircraft is our own. Okay, so that's what we do know is that. We have from Staten Island, New York, to the West Coast in California, we have a series of incidences where what I'll call them hemorrhagic nosebleeds. And when I was on Air America, a doctor called in. He says, well, you know, in Arizona, we've always had that. But that's not the point, whether we had it or not. The point is, to what extent do we have it? How many more of these do we have? How more extreme are these as they drying up our atmosphere and perhaps creating a drought in this process of experimentation? This seems to be part of the health impact. It's pretty horrible, but I encourage you. Do you say you're from Idaho? Is he from Idaho, Michael?
Yeah, he was taking your answer to his question offline.
I encourage everybody just to stand up and to do what they can and to keep talking to people and educate themselves and do this for their families. I hope I answered the question.
No, yeah, and you did. I believe you did. Listen, you – well, let's see. What do we got going here? Okay. You had a discussion with Director Donald Butler of the USDA in the state of Arizona.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Back in 2005, when they introduced this bill into the House and Senate, U.S. House and U.S. Senate, titled Weather Modification, you know, many of us went, oh, my gosh, they're going to make this aerosol operation legal. weather modification. And that's what compelled me to drive to meet with Rosalind in California. I flew out there and took a bus up to Ukiah. And we were looking at this, and what we discovered, well, in fact, there's no oversight in any of these, whether it be HAARP or any of this geoengineering scheme business. We realized there was no agricultural oversight. So I came back and called Don Butler down at the Capitol, and by dumb luck, he answered his own phone. And I asked him, I said, well, Director Butler, what do you think about this new bill titled Weather Modification and Other Purposes, and what are your feelings as it relates to agriculture? And that was November of 2005. He said, I never heard of it. And he said, give me the information. Well, I'm sure he thought I was going to send it, but I brought it in person. And I brought him a HAARP summary and all kinds of information. And he was nice enough to look at it and review it, and he called me back at home. He says, I'm shocked. So here we have all of these programs, and even the people who are in charge of protecting agriculture are in the dark. So is it any surprise that the ordinary citizen is in the dark?
Well, no. Go ahead.
I haven't had a chance to get back to Mr. Butler since Connie collapsed disorder. I've just been so busy. But it's on my list of things to do to further educate him. This is what I do. I go to Congressman Shattuck. I give him information. I go to Don Butler, who I've seen three times, and he's very nice. I mean, he's always left the door open to me in his beautiful, you know, office. And the last time I was there was this past December. I just said to him, I want to go into the new year knowing in my heart of hearts that nobody can say I didn't know. And he said, well, he says, you're very noble, but I don't care to be noble. I just care to protect my family.
Right. And we're fighting this battle on a number of fronts. I mean, you've got, you know, you're dealing with the Arizona Health Department, and you're dealing with, you know, USDA, and these people are, you know, at least they pretend to be unknowledgeable about it. And then on the flip side of the coin, you've got the other apathetic American public that are actually breathing this stuff, and they don't know, they don't care. They just think that, you know, well, you know, there's more smog out there in the air. And so, you know, we're fighting an uphill battle. And I mentioned on my show the other day, and I'll share this with you, Bridget, that sometimes I get very despondent, very demoralized at going out and trying to, you know, wake people up mm-hmm. to the issues that are going on. Because, you know, it's not just limited to this. I mean, pick your subject here, you know.
Right.
And you go out and you start dealing with people and you talk to them for 2 or 3 minutes and their eyes glaze over. I get emails all the time from people on a myriad of different issues.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to me and saying, well, what do I do? What can I say? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. these people are just... You know, and they throw their hands up in the air and they give up. And then every once in a while, you know, I run into a situation where when I'm asking myself the question, what am I doing this for? All of a sudden, it's like some, you know, a divine intervention steps mm-hmm. in, and I find myself in a situation where I've just enlightened somebody mm-hmm. that didn't know and was really appreciative of the information I gave. And this is what keeps me going, and I'm sure it's probably what keeps you and a lot of us going. But again, as I say, we're fighting this battle on several fronts, and it would certainly help that, you know, if the government would at least come clean with us and say, okay, yes, it is, even if they lied to us, even if they said, yes, it is, but it isn't this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we could at least bring something tangible, you know, to people and say, yes, they are, but here's what they said about it, and they're lying about it because this is what it really is. They don't even do that.
They don't.
So we find ourselves in this position of you know, I don't know about you, but how many times can you think of that you have pointed out? I don't want to use the word chemtrails. Rosalind Peterson, you know, slap my hands for that one.
Mm-hmm.
what does she call it? Contrails, right?
You know, it's a semantic. You know, I certainly don't go to the state capitol talking about chemtrails because the U.S. Air Force investigated and found it to be a hoax. But we have investigated as the people, as thousands of people, and know it's not a hoax. So she uses a word contrail. I think she might even now use chemical contrail. I'm not opposed to the word chemtrail, but I think we can now move forward in that we can say geoengineering practices. And then we, therefore, we must educate the people what these practices are, whether they're metals in the atmosphere or whether it's iron in the ocean, injections of sulfur into the troposphere, and ask ourselves, is this the best choice for our future? I don't dispute that we're in a small, and I'm going to say this, a small global warming trend. When you look over the hard data, basically what we're looking at is something like 0.04 to 0.07 warming trend over the last 200 years. That is not a horrific trend. Should we, you know, our leader in Washington's got on the TV and said we were addicted to oil. I'm really offended by that because we are not addicted to oil. Maybe he is, maybe other people are, but we are not. We richly deserve the clean energy that is available.
Well, yeah, and they say that. Now, in my research, limited as it may be, you know, the sun is heating up. And they're trying to turn around and say it's global warming and hit us with a carbon tax, which basically is a tax on breathing because
right.
we emit carbon dioxide when we breathe out.
Right.
I mean, and that is the ultimate of atrocities to, I mean, it's, you know, it reminds me of the old George Harrison song, The Tax Man, you know, the pennies on your, I mean,
yeah.
anything they can find to tax you and find an excuse for it. And I visualize these people, Bridget, that are sitting behind closed doors laughing at us because they got us to believe it. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening with my guest, Bridget Conroy. Stick with us. We got more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, talking about contrails, chemtrails, whichever word you use, you would choose to pick, with Bridget Conroy, my guest. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We were talking, Bridget, about, you know, the atrocity of them trying to convince us that, you know, a carbon tax will fix the problem.
That's right.
It's always an additional tax that's going to fix it. You notice that?
Yeah, I sure do. This whole cap and trade business brings me back to the dumping of the iron. So, in other words, people like Al Gore can pay Planktos, which is a private company, by the way, to dump more iron to kill our oceans, and therefore he is free to continue to pollute. This does not help us at all. I don't even know where the money goes. It goes back around into a circle to line the pockets who have the money. It makes no sense. I just hope that the American people will understand that our oppressors throughout history have never willingly given people freedom, that we must have the courage, the moral courage, to stand up for what is true and what will protect our families in the future. These gurus will just mislead us.
But Bridget, that's what's so scary, is that for two generations now, maybe three, that they have grown up thinking that freedom is just handed to them. And it becomes, the decadency becomes worse and worse and worse, and I see it every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, the younger generation, they're even developing their own languages that don't even make any sense. Have you heard them?
Yeah, actually.
I mean, I'm appalled. I mean, there are, don't get me wrong, now there are some young people. I had a show on KFNX in Phoenix for a while, and I was very impressed by a college kid, just out of high school. Matter of fact, I put him on my show as a co-host for about a month. His name was Nick, and a 19-year-old kid that knew all about everything that was going on. And I put him up on the show. But this is the rarity. This is the exception to the rule, because the majority of these kids are just they're into video games. They are into just hanging out. They're into, you know, the best tennis shoes they can buy and the best iPod or cell phone. They could care less about what's going on in the world. And, you know, this is really scary because, you know, it's that mindset, it's that mentality that allows despotism to happen and allows the powers that be to come in and to ultimately rule by tyranny. Listen, we got a caller. I think you might know him. Let's go to Jim in Arizona. Jim, you're on with Bridget and Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Bridget and Michael. How are we doing?
Is this the Jim that I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Jim.
My favorite farmer.
How are we doing, guys?
Doing great.
I'm doing okay. How's the veggie farm doing down there in Cochise?
Well, you know, we're doing all right. Matter of fact, there's a funny thing. I was just out picking, bringing some stuff into the shop here, and got to thinking I ought to turn on Michael's show today and see what's going on. Lo and behold.
You mean to tell me you didn't know that Bridget was coming on? You haven't been into my website then, have you?
I haven't. No, I hadn't even been on in a while, so I really didn't know what was happening. But I just got
feeling,
you know.
Hang around, Jim. We got to take a break up at the top of the hour, but we'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Bridget Conroy. We're talking about contrails, chemtrails, what effect it has, what kind of chemicals are in them, what we can do about it. Maybe we should all go out and buy a mask. By the way, I've got some for sale, or I will have some late, so you can go in there and take a look. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stick with us. We got one.
It's true.